Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Rufo Shalema, Maisha Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Lea.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Kuf Chavav. Welcome back, everyone. At the beginning of the daf today, Mark quotes from Nishan Olis about the Kelev Sha'ochel B'Sarameis, and the Kelev dies and he's on the Yiskufa. Where is his neck and where is the Tumah and how big is the opening? Many she deserve the Tanoim. So a few orders on this Mishnah. First, that from Rav Meir. Rav Meir says that in Yesh B'Tavar B'Yiseach Tefach, then he brings Tumah to the house. So Mavur and Rashi, that Rav Meir needs a Tefach to be an oil of Amshacha. Tefach creates a din oil. And now it can bring Tumah that's outside of the house into the house. Because now the part of the Kelev is in the house. And because it has one place that has a Tefach, so that makes it an oil. And they can bring it into the house. It's Mashman Rashi that even though the Pia Kelev does not have a tefach, but as long as there's tumah, as long as there is an oil, then the tumah goes everywhere, even to the parts that are not a tefach, that are not a tefach wide. That's the Mashmois of Rashi. Before you explain the Rambam, Perak Yud Beis of Tumas Meis Halacha Zayin, that if there's a kura, a beam on top of the mace, and the beam is a tefach wide, and at one spot. The beam is tefach wide. And then the beam gets narrower. And it gets less than a tefach. So anything that's underneath the beam is tummy. Even though at this point where the tyra is, the beam is not a pesach tefach. Once the beam is a tefach somewhere, then it's considered an oil. And the male, anything that's underneath the kaira is tummy. The shach in Yerideya, Simit Shinai and Aleph, Sekotin Yudalad, pasun zahalocha that it's mutter. Shach paskins that as long as where the koyin is, there's no peseach tefach, there's no problem. Even though there is a peseach tefach where the mace is. The Dogomir Bubber there asks that it's connected to Rambam. Rambam paskins that in this case it's tummy. Because Samsevi Bayas brings that the Rush in Olus argues in Perek Tezvav of Olus Mishnah Yud argues with the Rambam. The opinion of the Rambam and Mashmoyt of Rashi is that it's tummy, tummy shver in the shach, it is nigel on this lalach alamaisa. Another point here is the din of soif tuma lotzis. Rabbi Lezer says that even people of chutz buys his tummy because tuma yetzis derech shulav, and that's the din of soif tuma lotzis. So yeah, there's a steer in Rashi whether this din of soif tuma lotzis is din derech or din derabonu. Rashi vayas and chulin on kuf chafei mebez, the remask called tuma besoicha. Rashi says that it's tuma midrabonu. However, Rashi in Beit Olam and Chesam and Aleph, and in Erevin, Samech Chesem and Aleph, Rashi there is mavur that it's a Hilchus of Gemirila. That Tzev Tumalotzeis is Tamei. So steer in Rashi whether it's Tereish or Derabonim. I thought of a potential Yishuv is that the Rashi there in Beitza is going by when there's a Pesach Tefach in the Pesach. Then Rashi holds that it's Tamei Midareis. Shengim Ayos, we're talking about there's no Pesach Tefach. The Rashi says here in Kuf Chavav, in Rebbe Lezer, that if pivachutz ma'is is tamei, says Rashi, b'akorchach soif tumalotzeis derech pesach katan ze. Tumah is going to come out through this small pesach, kind of shulav, even though it's less than a tefach. So we say soif tumalotzeis. So this oifin of soif tumalotzeis by less than a tefach, that's only midrabana. But when the soif tumalotzeis derech a real pesach, a pesach that's the size of a tefach, that's midaraisa. That's possible. However, imagine Erevin Dav Samaches, it's mashma that even in the case of less than a tefach, still Rashi says that it's tuchus gemirila. And if so, it's tzarech bir, the steer is to be Rashi, that here Rashi says it's drabanon, and Erevin and Beitzi says that it's daraisa. Another point on the din of soif tumalotzeis, the question of the maritzchis. Maritzchis asks that Lameisa, now the Tumalotzeis was when the dog was alive. And then there was going to come out Derech Shulav. But once the dog dies, so all the processes in the body stop. So the Tumah is no longer going to come out Derech Shulav. So why do we say in the Soif Tumalotzeis? Interesting Maritzchis that we're talking about that the Kelev came to the Iskupa when it was alive. It walked over to the Iskupa. And then it died. It died on the Iskupa. But because while it was alive and the shulayim were inside, So then it was safe to Malazis. At the time that it was alive and the processes of the body was still working, so safe to Malazis, Derech Shulov. Even though it died now, we still say safe to Malazis. Asks the Maritz Chiyas that, on himself, that we're talking about that it's safe to Malazis because it was alive. Or when it's alive, it's Tuma Blua. That's so you earlier on in Paragvima Maksha, the fine Aleph. Tuma Blua is not Mitami. That tumah that's inside a person or a bal chai, any bal chai, is not mitami because it's tumah blua. So why do we care that the dog came there when it was alive and is going to come out when it's going to come out then? That time is irrelevant. That's tumah blua. It answers the Maritz Chiyas that even though tumah blua is not mitami, that's only when it's not safe tumah latzis. But if safe tumah latzis, so then tumah blua is mitami. The Hainu, Tumah Blua is when you dine in it right now. Kfi the Matzav right now, it's Tumah Blua. And therefore, it's not Mitami. Tumah Blua doesn't exist. It's not Mitami. That's the din of Tumah Blua. But here, we don't have to dine mitzad what it is right now. We dine what's going to happen when it comes out. When it comes out, it will no longer be Tumah Blua. And it's some Meila. Even though there's Tumah in the Behemah is alive, and Tumah Blua is not Mitami. That's only kafi the current situation. But the chiddush of save tumah latzis that I'm able to dan what's going to be klapir when the tumah comes out. And maybe it's tummy even right now. Never going to be mitami even when it's blua. So the Maritz Chiyas concludes alain tzarachir. This is a tremendous chiddush ladina. Maisa, I don't think there's any stira la maisa to this from the Gemara earlier. And so you have tumah blua and dafayin aleph. The Gemara there does refer to and Oyla Mace, but the other one is referring to Tyra Blua. And a person that's Bailea Tabas, and then goes into the Oyla Mace, and then he walks out, and then the Tabas comes out, Derech Shulav, so that the Tabas is Tar. Even though it was safe Tyra Lotzes, Tabas was eventually going to come out. That's not Shver, because the Chiddush here, whether it's Dereso, of Halach Mesh Sinai, or it's Drabonon, but this Chiddush Din of safe Tumah Lotzes, it's only when the Tumah is going to come out. It's a Chiddush in Tumas Mace. Tumas Mace, when it's inside of something and it will eventually come out, so it's already right now Mitami. And we don't have in the whole thing in that fine Aleph someone that was Bailea Kizayis Minamace and then went into an oil. But it says Maritzia said that in the Chanami the din will be that in that case, that a person or a Balchai that's Bailea Kizayis Minamace and goes into an oil, and everything in the oil is Tame, Midin, Seif Tumulatis. That is the chiddush of the Maritz Chiyas in the din of seif tumah latzis. We see here clearly the Maritz Chiyas understood that seif tumah latzis means that we're done already right now al shem seifai. Whatever will happen when the tumah is going to come out, so I'm already able to don right now that kilu the tumah went out, and therefore even though in the current situation it's vada tumah blua, but I'm able to don kafi what would happen when it does come out, and then it will not be tumah blua. And that's where you could be mitami. Ad kan divrei Maritz Chiyas. So number one, it's the chora connected Rashi. Rashi says here in divrei Maskel hakelav shochol b'sar ames. Says Rashi, ilu chai afilu nichlas labayis tahor. Kamer bei ma'amakshe tumah blua b'balei chayim ain't mitami. Says Rashi, when it's alive, then it's not mitami. I have to save tumah latzis. Elamai, Rashi says that because it's tumah blua, so you don't say save tumah latzis. That's question number one. Question number two is Iker Tzor the Maritz Chiyas, I don't understand. If the gedder of Seif Tumah Latzis is that it done right now, Kilu it already went out. It's before there in the Mishnah in Olas that when the Basar Ames stays in the Kelev for a few days, so it's already equal, it's already digested, and we no longer consider it Basar Ames. Only here that it's went in shortly after it ate it, it no longer was digested enough to mimafkia the shame to masmeis. So that's why we have all these opinions of the Tanayim that it could be mitame. But once it was digested, it's not mitame. It has equal. If the gedder of tuma of seif tuma lotzes is a dan right now, what's going to happen when it comes out? Right, when it comes out, it won't be mitame bichlal. It'll be tor. It's not considered b'sar hameis. The only way to be mitame in this case is to look at the tumah as it is right now. Therefore, I don't understand the whole mahalach of the Maritzchis. Maritzchis was bothered that it's Tumablua. How could it be Matame when the dog is alive? And the answer is, I look at it when it's, that is, if it would come out when the dog is alive, so that, then it'll be Matame. That perspective of looking that Kilu went out already, the Shulayim of the dog when he was alive, will never bring us to Tumma. Akarach, we have to look like it is right now, not what's going to happen when it comes out. And therefore, Bakarach is talking about that the dog is dead, and the dog is not alive, like Rashi says. If we're dying as it is right now, so then if the dog is alive, then it's Tumma Blua, like Mavor and Rashi. Maritzchis was Mechadish, we look at it, Al Shema Asid. Look what's going to be tomorrow. So therefore, he said that we can be talking about that the dog is alive. Because even though in the current state is Tumma Blua, but tomorrow it will not be Tumma Blua. But the Chorim will bring Merchiach from the fact that when you look at it when it's going to come out, if the dog would be alive, then that would be equal. That would be digested already, and it will not be Metamin. But Korach Seif Tumalot says, does not mean that I done it right now, Kilu it already went out. But rather I have to look at it like it is right now. Because I have to look at it like it is right now, therefore if we would be talking about that the Caliph would be alive, then it's Tumma Blua, and that's Pshat and Rashi. But we have to know Pshat. What's the Pshat of Seif Tumalot says? If we don't actually done what's going to be when it comes out, rather we done right now, right now the Tumma didn't go out. So what's Pshat and Seif Tumalot says? So it would seem that the Gedra of this din, whether it's the Reis from Halacha Moshe Sinai, or whether it's the Rabbana, but the Gedra of this din isn't to dan Hashema Asid, but rather the Asid gives us a perspective on today also. Because the Tumma is going in a Mahalach to come out, so that already gives Shaychus of the Tumma to the oil. The Tumma's oil isn't only when the mace is actually in the oil. Rather, Tumma's oil is another the mace that's Shaychus to the oil. We spoke about it in yesterday's shir. It seems that the gedder of Tumas Mace is that the oil is considered the Mokum HaMace. We spoke about the difference between Tumah Ritzutza and Tumas Oil. Tumah Ritzutza is that the actual Tumah goes up and goes down. Shinga Tumas Mace is not the shot that Tumas Mace actually spreads throughout the whole house. Because Tumas Mace of oil of Hamshacha is not called Maga. Only Tumah Ritzutza is called Maga. The gather of Tumas oil is not that the Tumah goes spreads out throughout the whole house. Rather, the whole house is called the Mokum of the Mace. It's true the Gemara calls it that Rishayinu call it command the Mayim Kula Tumah. The gather is not that the Kilu the Tumah really spreads out to the whole oil. Rather, that the whole oil is called the Mokum of the Mace. And therefore, anywhere in the oil, you're Shaykh to the Mace. So anyway, the gather of Tumas oil is having a Shaykh to the Mace. So we can understand that also by Soif Tumma Lotzes. If the Tumma will eventually go out a certain way, that says that Pesach is already Sheikh to the Mace. That's the Mokum of the Mace, not only where it physically is right now, but anywhere where it's going to go out is also considered the Mace's Mokum. That's its path. So that already defines this as being the Mokum of the Mace. So maybe that can be Metami Midin Oyel. That's the idea of Seif Tumma Lotzes. So it's, we done on the Tumma like it is right now. If right now it's Blua, so it's not Metame, even though it's Seif Tumma Lotzes. And then we can also answer the question we asked about equal. Alright, if you done Seif Tumma Lotzes, so when it's gonna come out, it'll be equal, it'll be digested, and it won't be Metame. Terry says that we're not fast-forwarding into the future and see what's gonna happen tomorrow when it comes out. Seif Tumma Lotzes just gives Shaychus and the Tumma to that Pesach. If the Tumma already decided its path, that it's heading in a certain direction, so that says that the Tumma has Shaychus in that direction. So the Maisa of the Tumma is, the direction of the Tumma is Derech Shulav. That is the path that the Tumma is going to head ahead if the dog would be alive. So that defines that when a dog eats something, so the food that's inside has a direction to go out Derech Shulav. It's heading in that direction. That's the Pesach of the Tumma. That already is a Pesach of the Tumma that gives Shaychus to the Tumma to that Pesach. So we don't look what will happen, what state will the Tumma be in when it comes out. Right now, the Tumma is heading in such a path. So that gives a Shaychus to that Pesach, and therefore going to be Metame even right now. So that's correct, and we can also answer the first question of the Maritzchis. Maritzchis was bothered that now that the dog died, it's no longer called Seif Tumma Lotzes, because the processes of the body stopped, and the food will not come out Derech Shulav.
So in a chanami, about it's not going to actually come out there, but I'm anyway never donning al shema asid that it looked like it already went out there. The whole word of seif tumalotze is the reiser or drabonon was just to give sheiches of the tumah to that Pesach. This is called the Pesach of the tumah. So when the dog was alive and it swallowed the b'sar ha'meis, so it has a Pesach to go out there, achshulav. That already was defined as its Pesach. So the process of the dog is one that when something comes in on the top, will go out on the bottom. So now that tumah got shaychus to the bottom already. Just right now can't be metame because it's tumah blua. But once the dog dies and already has a Pesach, which is called derech shulav, that was defined already as a Pesach. So now the tumah has shaychus to the oil through that Pesach of the dog. And the chayyim we say in the gather here of the tumah blua. And the seif tumalotes. And the neila, the dog doesn't have to, you don't have to come out to the kimta of the maritzchias. The dog came there alive, and then it dropped there. Even if the dog were to die somewhere else, and someone moved the dog over here, also be mitame. Because the shulayim were defined as the pesach of the dog. So therefore, when the dog has a b'sar ha'meis inside, its pesach is to come out in the bottom. Just right now it can't be mitame. As soon as the dog dies, then the tumah has shaykh is that pesach. So now you can bring the dog over here, wherever you bring the dog, so the tumah already shaychus go out there shulav. That was a pesach of the tumah, and therefore it's mispashet into the oil ames. As we said, the oil ames is already called the makam of this tumah because already shaychus the tumah because that's the way the tumah is going to go out. Another point here on the bottom of the amud, Mara asks, "Man tana de palagalei de Rabbi Yosi? Who's the tana that argues on Rabbi Yosi?" And the Mara says that it's Rav Shimon. What was the Mara's question? And which point of Rabbi Yosi are we arguing? So Tesis and all the Rishonim say the Gemara is going on that we said earlier, that according to Rabbi Yosi, that Rabbi Yosi holds that an oil is called Negea. Before that, only Rabbi Yosi holds that an oil is called Negea, but there's someone that holds that an oil is not called Maga. Who is that? Tana, and that the Gemara says is Rav Shimon. However, Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns that we're going on the Mishnah in Aulis. The Mishnah in Aulis that says, then again, the chati zayis is over achim ha'il of yal chati zayis is tor. The name is tarif. Alma magav oya lavchat shmohu. Upolagad yirmeyesi loyal the karlo nage. Mor is asking, who's the mission of the, who's the tan in all us that holds that maga and oya lavam shachar name is tarif? Because Rabbi Yosi Bakar argues with that. Rabbi Yosi holds that maga and oya lavam shachar are mitzarif. So who's the Tana that argues on Rabbi Yosi that holds in Maga and Oyel Avam Shocha are mitzarif? So the Rishonim are Tamei on Rashi. That what do you mean Rabbi Yosi holds that Maga and Oyel Avam Shocha are mitzarif? How do you think Mar said not that way? We had three ukimtas when Rabbi Yosi said Maga, that Oyel was in Maga. Either by Tumar Tzutza or by Teich Tefach or by Mahil Begufay. But Maga and Dover Acher Ma'il Olav Yav Alat Tumah Dahinu Oyel of Amshacha, that even Rabbi Yosi holds not mitzarif. So why can the Tana of the Mishnah always be Rabbi Yosi? So what forced Rashi to say that according to Rabbi Yosi, Maga and Oyel of Amshacha are mitzarif? What's the Chreach? And also the Chor Keneged the Gemara Pelad Dikar Rashi. So the Chasam Sefer answers that Rashi learned that everyone agrees that the Mishnah always is talking about. It's talking about Tumar Tzutza. Because even according to Abayi and Rava that say that Mahal Bagufa or Besaych Tefach has a din of Negea, that's only coming to say that it could also be Mitzarif with Maga. It's enough connected to Maga that it could also be Mitzarif with Maga. But Avada, it's still considered oil. Avada, this type of oil that's shaykh to maga is like pokateris oil minei. Avada is still considered oil. And memeila avada, it's mitzarif with oil. If there's an oil of amshocha nechati zayis, and your mayo begufa nechati zayis, avada they're mitzarif. There's no suffix in the world that they're not mitzarif. Hare, and the mission always, it says, that mayo nechati zayis, dobrachim mayo valchati zayis tor. What's pshat? Why is it tor? Both of them are called oil. And why should these ukimtos of Abayi and Rava are still have a teres oil that they could be mitzarif with another oil? So what's the pshat that they're not mitzarif? But Korchach, the Mishnah is talking about Tumah Ritzutza. Tumah Ritzutza is like Maga Mamish. That's why it's not mitzdarev with oil of hamashacha. So Mila, everyone learns the Mishnah and all us is going dafka with tumaratutza. So if not that, then avada would be mitzdarev with oil of hamashacha. But Rabbi Yossi is not the Tana of the Mishnah and all us, Rashi holds. Because Rabbi Yochanan says that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi. And our Mishnah is going by every mile has a din of Noigea. And that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The opinion of Rabbi Yossi is that every mile is Noigea. And also, Nigi is Mitzarif also with oil of Hamashacha, according to Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi holds, according to Rashi, that Nigiya and oil of Hamashacha are Mitzarif. Because even oil of Hamashacha has a din of Maga. And that's not like the Tanith Mishnah Aulis. Tanith Mishnah Aulis holds that Noigeya is not Mitzarif with oil of Hamashacha. So that's the Gemara asked by us, who is the Tanith of the Mishnah Aulis? That's the question by us. That's the Chamsayfer's Prat and Rashi. Akubonim Umanim Midivriach Chamsayfer. Tremendous, very choshev Yisoid in the Sugya. That even according to the Kimtas of Abaye and Rava, that it's, that oil of Teich Tefach or Begufay is called Maga, it's still Mitzarev with oil. It means that it also is considered a Maga. But it's not, it's like Pokateris oil Minei, and it's still considered an oil, and it's Mitzarev with oil. Chamsayfer is also Mechiach this from the Rambam. So if I doubt of Tumas Meis, that the Rambam holds that Avada, Mayil B'Soich Tefach or Mayil B'Gufay and regular oil are Mitzarif. Also the Stadler by us in the Simin Lamed Hei also is Mayrech, it's in Cheshbin as the Chesam Sefer, that only Tumarat Sutza is not Mitzarif with Mayil, with oil of Hamshacha, but all other Tumas of oil, even according to Abai and Rav, are Yemitzarif, with oil of Hamshacha. And the Sefer explains, that's why the Rishonim in the Mishnah, in Olus, the Rambam, the Rash, the Ravid, they all explain that the Mishnah there is talking about Tumur Ratzutza. Why Dafka Tumur Ratzutza? Because it says that your Mayel Chati Zayitz, Dovarachim Mayel Alav Yachati Zayitz, it's Tar, right? Any other form of oil, even with your Guf, according to Rava, that would be Mitzarif with an oil of Hamshacha. Korcha, the Mishnah there means Tumaritzutza is like Maga Mamish, and therefore it's not Mitzarif with Oil of Hamshacha. So this is all going back to, this all has shaykh, as we spoke about yesterday. The Drachim and the Acharim had explained, Iker Yisrael of the Gemara. The Gemara says that Tumaritzutza, or Mayel Begufay, has a din of Negea. Is it shown in the Gemara that it's like Negea Mamish? Mamish considered like Maga? And therefore have some dinim as maga, or no, the Gemara is saying the svara legabi tziruf. Here we see in the Chesam Sefer, and the Sefer really, the Medayik in the Mishnah, that we're showing there, in Mishnah Olas, there's an afkamina between tumaratuta and the other types of tumaratuta. Tumaratuta is like maga mamish, akadekach, that is namit sarif with oil of hamshacha. Hashem came, the kumtas of Abaye and Rava, there's still mitzarif with oil of hamshacha. Another point here in this Amud, the Tiferes Yankov is Mechiach from Tzitzis, Dir Matzchal Im, a fascinating Kiddush, that a Dover HaTomei, which is not Choytze Tvifnei HaToma, still makes something into Tuma Tmuna, Lefir of Yesi. Lefir of Yesi, that Tuma Tmuna, Eina Mitama, so even if there's something on top of it, which is not Choytze Tvifnei HaToma, it's still called Tuma Tmuna. That's what he's Mechiach from Tzitzis, with this he answers the question of the Marasha and the Maram. So he's also mechiach that some tais earlier on kufchav hay mebeitz iver maskel katzaver. That tais and mavur that the kulis of the mace makes the moyach inside into tumat tmuna. Hare, the kulis of the mace is an etzem. The etzem of the mace is also mitame. So it's a davar which is tame. So it's not choytiv from the atuma. Says the Tiferes Yankov that for the din of tumat tmuna, even a davar that's makabel tumar that's tame is makes something into tumat tmuna. That we find always that Dover Makabel Tuma is not Choytzit Bifnei Tuma. But Tuma Tumuna is not Midin Chatzitza. Choytz, similar to the idea of Tuma Blua, that Rishayim say that it's Kilu not here in the world. Kilu doesn't exist. That's the gather of Tuma Blua, according to some Rishayim at least. So also Tuma Tumuna, according to Rav Yesi, when it's hidden underneath something, so it's Kamanda Lesson, we don't look at it as being here Bechlal. So we don't need Davka Din of Chatzitza. Because it's covered over, we're not misyachas with Bechlala as being tummy. This is different than the chavolim on the ma'ala mitafach. There Rashi says in Kufchofei Medbeis, you need dafka something which is ein makabel tuma. Because there it's midin chatzitza. Hashengin tuma tmuna is not midin chatzitza. Rather, it is that it's command less of dummy. So even though it's something that's tummy or that's makabel tuma, it could still work to make the tuma into tuma tmuna.
Oh, we knock him to the gemara of base. The drush of kulit tuma. The gemara says that as she'etcher ligat tummy, as she'etcher ligat tar. Kulit tuma is not mitame even b'masa, because it's i'etcher liga, because you can't touch it. It's something you can't touch. Is tar. So there are really two chalakim on this drasha. First, ligabe maga, that when a kulis tuma, because the basar is i'etcher liga, so you touch the kulis, even though normally a shomer is mighty tuma, but here it's not mighty tuma, because you can't touch the basar, and because it can't be tami b'maga, it's also not tami b'masa. As the Mishnah says, because kol she'inay ba l'chlal maga, einay ba l'chlal masa. But there seems to be machlokes Rashi and Taisa side explain the Iker Drasha here of Esha Efsha Liga Tame, Esha Efsha Liga Tar. Rashi says, Esha Efsha Liga Tame, Shame Tuma Olav. Hilkach, I'll be Deloy Naga, I'll be Etzem Tame, the Shame Machnus of Mighty Tuma. Rashi adds into the words of the Gemara Tame, Rashi says, Shame Tuma Olav. What does Rashi have to go to Seamus? Seamus sounds like a very yeshivish way of explaining it. Why can't Rashi say Tomei and Tahr? Like the Gemara says. So it's very clear that Rashi is bothered by a question. That how do we say that it's She'iyat Shaliga Tahr? The Basar isn't Tahr. The Basar is Tomei. The Sheretz, Basar B'Sheretz, or Vinevela inside. How could you say that it's Tahr? It's entirely Tomei. There's no difference between this Basar and every other Basar of a Sheretz. Just, you have a problem of getting to it. The basar itself is tummy. Therefore, Rashi says that the pshat of the Gemara is not whether it's tummy and tar. Really, it's always actually tummy. But when you can't reach the basar, you have no way of making a maga on this basar, on the basar itself. So it's ein shame tumma, love. It doesn't have a shame tumma. What does that mean? What does it mean that it doesn't have a shame tumma? What does the word shame mean in the sentence? So how do we make things better by calling it a shame? So Kinnira, the Pshat Rashi is that a shame is always the way that we refer to something. There's the person himself is a person, but then we gave him a name. We call him Reuven, we call him Shimon. However, we call the person, that's how we refer to him. It's not the person. The person is his, all of his tunas and all of his goof. That's the person itself. The shame is the way that we refer to it. That's also, that the shame is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's different ways that we refer to it based on the way that he's acting in this world. Always, the shame is the way that we relate to something. So, a lot of this basar itself, intrinsically, is tame. Even when the kulis is tuma. But because I can't touch the basar itself, so it's i'efsher liga, so it's, I don't relate to it as being tame. In my world, in my actions with this piece of meat, I don't see the tuma because I can't actually touch it. So I don't relate to this piece of meat as being tame. And Mamela, now we have the drasha, that any piece of meat where you don't relate to it as being tame, because you can't get to it, so the Torah considers it tar. In the dinim of the Torah, this basar is considered tar. Legabe tumas maga, where it's totally in your negia, so because you can't get to the basar, so klape you it's tar. So Mamela, the Torah also considers it as being tar. Mamela, The kulis is not mighty tumah, even though normally a shemir is mighty tumah. Shemir is only mighty tumah on something which is considered, which is as a shem tumah, which we relate to it as being tameh. Things which we relate to it as being tar, the shemir does not have the ability to be mighty tumah. So the ikur drash according to Rashi, here the pshat in the words of the Gemara, is as she'evsher liga tameh is talking the basar. Basar which you can touch is considered tameh. Basar which you cannot touch, it's considered tar, legabe masa. And because you consider the basar as tar, so mamiyo the kulis is not mighty tumah. That's the way Rashi learned the pshat in the drush here. However, Taisus learns differently. Taisus says, in Divi Maskel Beniv Lasa, Taisus says in the middle of the Dibur, Taisus says, Avadacha Gali Kra, to Shomer Lo Yahavi, Elevish Efshar Liga. It's only considered a Shomer when you can touch it. Dachinu, it tells you mashu that the Iker Drasha was said of Arden Shemer. It wasn't said whether the Basar is considered tummy. Avada, the Basar is always tummy. Kipshutze, the Basar is tummy, like we asked. But the Drasha is saying of Arden in the Shemer. That Esha Efsher Liga Ba Basar, when you could touch the Basar, then the Shemer is tummy. When you can't touch the basar, then the shomer is tar. So the words of tar and tummy, according to Tesis, are not going down the basar, rather going down the shomer. When was the shomer tummy, and when is the shomer tar? But doing that to Tesis learned pshat in the Gemara with the Leiki Rashi. The Rashi learned that it's going on the basar itself. And Tesis learned it's going on the shomer. So now Tesis asks the question here. Tesis asks the question at the beginning of the Perek, where Marbe, the Indian of Shemer from Chita Beklipasa, the whole Indian of Shemer learned how Chita Beklipasa, Adoshim Beklipasa. Learn out that a Shemer is Machnus and Mighty Tuma and is Mitzarif from the Indian of Chita Beklipasa. Asks Taitzvitz, Haray, the Chita is entirely covered over by the Shemer. And we see in our Gemara that when you can't get to the food itself, so then it does not have a din of a Shemer. How come over there it has a din of a Shemer? The whole drush of Shemer was said in the case of a stuma, like a kula stuma. Chita b'klipas is like a kula stuma. Answers Taisvitz, there's a pasuk. And here there's a unique pasuk to the Marbet. Taisvitz means to say, if I tumas oichlem, we have a mafurish pasuk. That even though it's awesome, it can be starif and machnas and mighty tuma. We don't have that drasha to say that even though it's awesome, it's machnas and mighty tuma. So the Lev Aryeh here has a very big question on Tesis. Have you seen the beginning of the Perek and the Kuf Yud Ches? Think about how this pasuk is miyuter for that to be machnas and mighty tuma, because we know that yodas are machnas and mighty, kol shekin that shemer is machnas and mighty. What do we need the pasuk for? Because the pasuk is coming to tell me that it's also mitztarif. It's in the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek. Ask the Lev Aryeh and states this, that no, what we need this pasuk is to tell me that there's no din of stuma. Kula stuma is not machnas and mighty. So there's a chiddush there that by chitim and adashim, the shemer is machnas and mighty. So the pasuk is very necessary, because it's awesome. Doesn't answer the question on Tesis. Tzarech Yigadol on Debi HaTesis had to work with the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek. There's before the Gemara that this Pasuk is unnecessary. I don't have a Teretz on Tesis, how Tesis explains the Gemara there. However, even though on Tesis we don't have a Teretz, we could answer the Tesis question with Hirashi. Now you know again, Tesis asked that if he the drush of our Gemara and something is sosum, so it's not machnas of mighty tumah. What's pshat that by tumas oichlem, by chita b'klipasa, that we see that it is machnas of mighty tumah, that the klipa works. So you could have maybe two possible answers for Rashi. One is that Rashi says by us that Rashi is that when Efshar liga tahar means that it doesn't have a shem tumah on it. The basar hanvela, which is entirely covered over, we're not misyachis to it as being tummy. Ain't the shame tummy olav. Chayla, that's pasha that this drush only works when the tumma is inside. The tumma is on the basar. But if a person who is tummy touches a chita de klipasa, so it's pasha if you're actually that the chita is makabal tumma. Because it wasn't said a dinim in shamer when you have a shamer and you not have a shamer. The Iker drush of our Gemara was saying that ain't shame tumma olav. Something that tumma, which is sasum, is not considered tumma. So that's only said, like Abe, when the tumma is inside. But when the tumma is outside, like a person who's tame is touching the chita, so vada the chita is makabel tumma. However, lefizet, that's only a svara why the chita would be makabel tumma. But once the chita is tame, it would not be able to give over the tumma to anything else. Because even though this chita is really, is be'etzer tamei inside, and when the shemer comes off, it could be metami acherim, but as long as the shemer is on top of the chita, so it's ain shem tumma ala chita, and then the chita will not be metami acherim. So this answer does not answer entirely Lefi Rashi. It only answers why the Chita could even Kabel Tuma. But still, it would still be schwer to answer the question, is that why is the Chita Matani Achirim? However, we can take another Teret Tzad Rashi. So the Leif Aryeh says, that the whole Jerusha of our Gemara is only Lagabe Nevelan Cheretz by Tuma Chamura. By Tumas Oichlim, it's different. By Tumas Oichlim, the Shemer is Mitztarif for the Shear of Kabbalah Tuma. As you've seen earlier in the Perek. So in Cain, the Shemer, as long as the Shemer is attached to the food, the Shemer itself is considered Tame. The Shemer itself is Mash and the Shear. So where is the Kabetz of Tumah? The Kabetz of Tumah includes the Shemer. We spoke about it in the end of the Perek. That seems so that when the Shemer gets detached from the food, it loses its Tumah. But as long as it's attached to the food, the Shemer itself is considered Tame. So in Cain, it's called Efshir Liga. Efshir Liga Rashi says that there's the Tumah, you can't get to the Tumah. Ain Shem Tumah Olav. That's only by a Shemer of Tumas, of the Vela and Sharetz. Because even if the Nevela is mighty Tumah, the Shemer never becomes part of the Tumah. So the Tumah itself is only the Basar of the Nevela. And that's stuck inside, and that's always Efshir Liga. I can never get to the Tumah itself. If the Chita itself is Tame, so because it has a Shemer right now, so it's called Efshir Liga. When I touch the Shemer, when I touch the Klipa, so I'm touching the Tumah itself. Because the Klipa itself is Chilek of the Tumah. So Mela it's called Efshir Liga, because you can get to the Tumah, even though you can't get to the Oichel. It's very Geshmak at Teretz. Why did Tosis not say that Teretz? It's Pashat. Because Tosis learns the Drasha of the Gemara wasn't saying whether Shem Tumah Olav, or Ein Shem Tumah Olav. Tosis learned the Drasha of the Gemara was unique in me at Lagabi the Din of Shemer. That it was not said the Din of Shemer to Tumah which is Mechusse. Only Tumah which is Megule has a Shemer. Tumah which is Mechusse does not have a Shemer. So the Maisa in this case, the Tumah is Mechusse. The Maisa right now, the Chita is covered over. And Tumah which is covered over does not have a Din Shemer. So Mela Tosis at Shver, how do we mar b'chita b'klipasa? But the Rashi that the drasha is that Shem Tumah Olav, to Yishev Lahafli, from the question of Tosis about chita b'klipasa. Oh, and a related point from Kviger in the Mishnayos asked a question that earlier in the Perek, the Kuf Yud Ches Mevez and the Kuf Yud Tes Ovid Aleph, it's before that Kulis Hameis is Metami B'Oyel. And even if the kulis itself, if the etzem is in the oil and the buster is outside of the oil, still there's a din of shemer for tumas oil. Meila, the kulis is moiti the tumas ames into the oil, midin tumas oil. Asher b'kiveiger, haray, the buster ames is eiroi bol echlal maga. So why is the kulis with tami b'oil? Kol she yasher liga tar. You can't touch the basar, so it's tar. So also the kulis should not be metame toil. That's Rabbi Kiviger's question. Answer Rabbi Kiviger, that it's true, the basar is not ba l'chlal maga, but the basar is ba l'chlal oil. If the basar itself would be an oil ames, so the basar would be metame midin oil ames. So because the basar is ba l'chlal oil, and oil is considered maga, like we saw in the Kuf Chafei, so maybe the butcher is considered ba'al l'chlal maga. So that's the way B'Kiviger goes. B'Kiviger says, the butcher itself is metami ba'oyel, and oil has a din of maga. So the butcher is considered, so maybe the butcher is ba'al l'chlal maga. That's the territory of B'Kiviger. The Rashash says a more simple territory to this question, without coming out to the Gemara that oil is called maga, says the Rashash, that the side of our sugya, that if Yashar Liga Tomei, it's only in the case where the basar itself can never be metami v'maga. So Mela also the shemer is eino ba l'chlal maga. Speaking over there that the basar is ba l'chlal oyel, so also the shemer, the kulis, is ba l'chlal oyel. The hainu, the kulis, the shemer is no more chomor than the basar itself. So the basar cannot be metami v'maga, and also the shemer cannot be metami v'maga. But there where the nidan is, the guy be tumas oyel, so the basar can be metami b'oyel. So Mela, also the Shemer, can be Matami Ba'oil. Shemer has the same thing as the Basar. That's the territory of the Rashash. Mela, even without the Chiddush, that oil is called the Maga. We don't need to say that. When we're focusing on Tumas Oil, if the Basar is Ba'al Echlal Oil,
So also the shaver is balachal oil. That's Rosh Hashanah's teretz. So Rav Kager did not say that teretz. Well, what's the machlokes between Rosh Hashanah and Rav Kager? The machlokes is the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. The Rosh Hashanah understood like Rashi. That the gedur of the drasha is that if Iyash Liga, so ein shem tumah olav. We don't relate to it as being tummy. And because there's no tumah, lagade maga, mela also there's no shaymer, because the shaymer can only be mitzi tumah, and there's no tumah. Says the Rosh Hashanah, that's only lagabe tumas maga, because ein shem tumah olav. But lagabe tumas oyel, when the basar itself could be mitami ba oyel, even though it's covered over. So mela shem tumah olav. So because shem tumah olav, lagabe tumas oyel, so it also has a shaymer to be mitzi that tumah. Because the din of the shemir is like the tumah itself. That is the Rosh Hashanah. Very, very clear, very gishmak. Kvager learned not that way, because Kvager held like Tesis. That the Gemara was a mian and shemir. That when the basar is covered over, so it was not nischadish the din of shemir. The Mela says to Kvager, this basar is covered over. Basar is ain't a bala chlamaga. Any basar which is ain't a bala chlamaga does not have a shemir. So the Maisa, this basar does not have a shamer. The basar itself is Einu Balach Lamaga. It does not have a shamer. And therefore, the it should also not be Matami Ba'oyel. It should be Kvager that no, that this case is considered Balach Lamaga. Because oil is like Maga, so it's considered Balach Lamaga. But without that, it should be Kvager held that the Klal of our drasha was a Klal, that any time that there is Einu Balach Lamaga, so it does not have a shamer. So that would apply also to Tumas Oyel. However, in Kvager we see an added chiddush in Taisa that I would have understood on my own. True to I would have understood the Gedra Drasha of Taisa is that when the Tuma is inaccessible entirely, so it's not in the Stradish, the Din of Shamer. The Din of Shamer was only said on an accessible Tuma. When you have no way to be Tume Aide, the Tuma itself, then also was not said the din of shamer. That's what I would have understood the thesis. So in this case, when the tumah is accessible, aydei oyel, then hardly would be a din of shamer. Before Rav Kager, he did not learn that later. Rav Kager understood the drasha according to thesis was that as long as the tumah is covered over, then it wasn't as chadish after the din of shamer. It doesn't matter whether you could be nitma aydei the tumah. When the tumah is tumah tmuna, the tumah is entirely covered, it wasn't as chadish as din of shomer. Similar to what we have earlier in the perek, by shir of a kipoil and a kezayis, that if a tumah is not a tumah chashuva, it doesn't have a large amount of tumah, it wasn't as chadish as din of shomer. Also, at this point, if the tumah is not covered over, so it wasn't as chadish as din of shomer. The mela, even though the tumah is you could become nitma day the tumah but tumah's oil, but because you cannot actually get to the tumah, you can't touch the tumah, then it doesn't say the din of shamer. Kipshutei, the words of the drasha. If you have shaliga, anytime that you cannot touch the tumah, so mela there's no tumah's oil. Just to summarize what we've seen here in the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi learns that the drasha is that you can't touch the tumah, so it doesn't have a shame in tumah, so it's not considered tummy. The Mela does not have a shomer. The Mela by Tumas Oyel, the Rosh Hashanah says that when the buzzer is tummy by oil, so it has a shame tumah of lagabi oil, so it also has a shomer. And Rashi also holds that by Tumas Oichlim it's not shver, because by Tumas Oichlim by chita biklipotza, because the shomer has been started for the shear. So the shomer itself is called tummy. So it's efshir liga in the tumah because you can touch the shomer. That's how Rashi learned the Gedder. Taisa learned as much more of Gzeiras HaKosuf. You cannot touch the source of the tumah or the oichel, so it's not nischadish as din of shomer. Therefore, Taisa said shver by the chita bikli pasa. Taisa had said that was its own pasuk. And Meil also Rekeger al derech Taisa has shver by the kulis hameis. The mice you can't touch the basra hameis. So why is the kulis betami ba'oyel? Rekeger has to answer that the oil is called maga. So now we mentioned before that before in the Mishnah, that this kulis stuma, not only is it not mitami b'maga, it's also not mitami b'masa.
Because kol she'ein abalach l'almaga, ein abalach l'almasa. So now this has to be worked out both according to Rashi and Tosfos. All right, fi Rashi, the vart of the drasha here is that it's ein shem tumah olav l'gabei maga. That's all true l'gabei maga. But l'gabei masa, shem tumah olav. If a person is naisei this basar, so it might be being naisei the basar. So shem tumah olav l'gabei masa. Just like the Rashash said, l'gabei oyel, that shem tumah olav l'gabei oyel, because the kulas hames, the basar itself, is mitami ba'oyel. Achor the shem shem should apply to a kulas hanavela. Because if you're, by tumas masa, you don't need to be naisei the, you don't have a negia in the basar, as long as you're naisei the basar. So the maisa, if a person has this, is being naisei, the kulas hanavela, he's being naisei the basar. So the achor is shem tumal of lagabe masa. That's what we would have said. And that's when it comes to the part of the Mishnah, then no. Mishnah tells us that ein abalach l'amaga, ein abalach l'amasa. That it's true, you're right, if you had done masa by itself, it would be tamei, we would say shem tumalav, but ein abalach l'amaga, ein abalach l'amasa, because it's not, it doesn't have a shem tuma l'gabe maga, it also does not have a shem tuma l'gabe masa. That was the archov of this din, that also l'gabe masa doesn't have a shem tuma l'av. Like tumas oil, Pasha wasn't said to drasha. There was only a hekesh between maga and masa, and not between maga and oil. So l'gabe tumas oil, we could still say that shem tuma l'av l'gabe tumas oil. Shem l'gabe masa, say that ein shem tuma l'av l'gabe tumas masa. Just to add in, that the Ramban, Alatoyer in Parshas Chukas, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yudalid, Ramban explains that masa is also really a form of maga. Ravan says, Ukvaru Yadua, ki maga teira, hanegiya mamish. Hanegiya ide davaracher shi yisoy yisoy. Maga includes either mamish touching or masa. Why is masa like maga? Because if I'm carrying a stick, and on the stick is the nevela, so the nevela touches the stick, and the stick touches me. So it's neschadish and tumas masa, and also that is kilu tumas maga. Carrying 10 things, and on top of that is the nevela. But the nevela touches A, which touches B, which touches C, which eventually touches V. So it's also a form of maga. That's kilu, the nevela touches, till it touched me. It's also a form of maga. So tumas maga and tumas masa are b'nei chada biksa. They're related to one another. So Mamela, if it doesn't have a shame tumma lagabe maga, it also doesn't have a shame tumma lagabe maso, but that's unrelated to tumas oil. That's the gedra of the drasha according to Rashi. So that's all good, Lafi Rashi. That the gedra of the drasha is the ain shame tumma love. But Lafi Tesis, as we said, the Iker drasha here were saying that there's no shamer. Shamer was on this chadish to tumma which is covered over. So Lafi said that sort of me rav, what's the drasha lagabe maso? Alright, when a person is noisei, the kulas stuma, you don't need to command to the din of shamer that he should be tummy. He's tummy even without the din of shamer, because he's simply being noisei, a kazayas of the nevela. So, why lamaisa zitar? What does the drush say, kol she'in abalach l'amaga, in abalach l'amasa? According to Rashi, we said it's a harchava of the drusha. Just like ain shame tumal of l'gabe maga, also ain shame tumal of l'gabe masa. But if he tastes, we can't say that. Because if he tastes, benkach, It wasn't said of artist shame tumulav, it was said of gabi shamer, and here we don't need the din of shamer. Pekorach Tais must have learned here that it's a very sarcastic of bialma. That lemaisa, this kulas hanavela, you can't even talk with it in maga. Anything which cannot be the nitma, de maga, practically, it's also not tomi bimasa. It's not that it is the same gedder as the din of maga, but just, it's a new din. This item does not have a tumas maga in any way, shape, or form in the current state. You cannot even tell me if it's tumas maga. So mainly you also cannot tell me if it's tumas masa. And therefore it's a mead even on the tumah itself, not only lagabi the shamer. Another point here. So before in the Mishnah and the Gemara here, that when there's a nekev, then it's yatame. Mishnah says that it's a nekev kolshu. When the nekev kolshu, then it's efshar liga, then it's tame, bimaga, or bimasa. So what can you do with the nekev kolshu? So Rashi in the Mishnah says, Efshar liga b'sayroi v'ziknoi. Person's hair can fit in, even though his finger can't fit in, but his hair can fit in, and that's good enough. It's also before like this in Hemshecha Gemara, about Beit HaSheretz, that the shear of a nekev is kechuta sayro.
After liga bikachuta sayra. After the next mishnah. After liga bikachuta sayra. Also, when your hair touches, so it's shayach amaga. That we weren't our gemara. Teizim Baba Kama has a question on this. Teizim Baba Kama chafeim abiz. The gemara there, it says that pachim ketanim are tar by a zov. If a zov zov normally is mitami beheset, but not pachim ketanim. Pachim ketanim that have a small lid, you can't fit your finger inside. So because he can't put his finger inside, so it's not shech to tumas maga, so also it's made from tumas heset. Asks Teitzvis that you see in our gemara that it's enough to get your hair inside, even if your finger can't get inside, as long as it's kichut asayra and your hair can get inside, then it's called bolich lal maga. So why by zov do we need that he's able to get his finger inside? Answer is Teitzvis and Baba Kama there, that the sar of the zov is tameh, is learned out from besaray. To reboy from besaray, not only his basar, but also his sar. But the ikar tumah that was said by zov was besaray, and not sayray. So Mela also, the din of sar is totally the din of basar. So it has to be that it's shaykh to mitame, aidei besaray. Shaykh that he can mitame by sticking his finger inside. That's the territory of Taisus. So the oilam of avadim maga, aidei sayray is called a maga. And just by zov, we need davka maga of a finger, we need a maga of basar. That's the territory of Taisus. However, Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar says another territory. Rabbeinu Tam and Sefer Yashar, Simin Tov Kuf Mem. Answers, that it works by us, the Nekev Kolshu, is because Soifoli Rakiv, and eventually the Nekev is going to become bigger, it's Balach Lamaga. Then Rabbeinu Tam holds the Oilam Bashir of Balach Lamaga is a finger, not a hair. Like the Gemara Baba Kama. Why by us is it good enough with the hair? Because once there's a Nekev Kolshu, says Rabbeinu Tam, Soifoli Rakiv, and eventually the hole will get bigger that you could stick your finger inside. Rabbeinu Tam brings a ray to this, and we see Rabbi Oishi at its side that chishev alel noikva v'lo nikva is already metameh, even though there's no nekev mamish. So even if we hold that it's not good enough with chishev, we hold that you need a nekev mamish, that's only to start the process going. Even we never need the sheer maga mamish in order that it should be called bolichlav maga for the din by us. As long as it's going in a way that's going to lead it to a maga in the end, that's good enough to be considered a bolichlav maga. So by pachim ketanim, that's the tzura of the kli, so you're not going to make the hole any bigger, so that's why you need to be able to fit your finger inside. Shein by us, when there's a nekev in the kulis or the beitza, so some of the nekev will get wider, and then eventually it will be enough to stick your finger inside. That's the malach of Rabbeinu Tam. The ma'isa, it's a little bit shfer in Hemshcha Gemara. The Gemara says, in the next mission, by beitza sasheretz, the Gemara says, she'efshir liga kechut asayru. Re'elafir Rabbeinu Tam, the shear of Negiyah is with your finger. Just because there's a hole, so the hole is going to get bigger, and then eventually it'll turn it to the size of your finger. But it's not in the Kuda because Efshar Liga Bikachut Asaira. That's in the Torah here in Lefir Benu Tam. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shear from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekaymus on each shear, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.